Welcome to Abuli Express. Telegram. A lot happening today, huh?
Absolutely. Where do we even begin? Gaza, Lebanon, global markets, it's a whirlwind.
Let's start with Gaza. That attack on the press tent at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis is a major development. Tragic loss of life, and several journalists injured, including Hassan Asli.
Yes, Asli. A prominent Gazan journalist, quite influential. I've seen his reports.
And his connection to Hamas? That adds another layer of complexity to this story.
Definitely. The channel shared a picture of him with Yahya Sinwar. That's significant.
Then there's the escalating situation in Lebanon. Multiple drone strikes reported today. Tiba, Beit Lif, Al-Qayyim. It's getting tense.
And the IDF confirming they eliminated a Hezbollah artillery commander in Tiba. This could easily spiral out of control.
Agreed. Meanwhile, the global markets are reacting strongly to Trump's tariffs. Black Monday, they're calling it. Hong Kong down over 13%, Taiwan almost 10%. It's a bloodbath.
Trump's playing hardball, all right, threatening even more tariffs on China. 50%, that's bold.
Bold or reckless? I guess we'll see. And on top of everything, there's that incident in Rafah. 15 rescue workers killed. Trump's giving full backing to Israel, blaming Hamas.
A difficult situation, no doubt, and it's fueling protests not just in Palestine but in Egypt, Lebanon, even Nazareth.
It's a tinderbox, the whole region. And with Trump meeting Netanyahu at the White House today, the stakes are even higher. You know, it's interesting to see how different leaders are reacting. Macron and Sisi having breakfast in Cairo, then a four-way call with King Abdullah and Trump. A lot of diplomacy happening behind the scenes.
It's crucial. And speaking of reactions, the Lebanese president's comments on Hezbollah's disarmament are noteworthy. Dialogue, he says. We'll see how that plays out.
We will. And what about those Iraqi militias reportedly ready to disarm because of Trump? Reuters is calling it an exclusive.
It's a big deal if true. Shows the impact of a strong stance. Remember the Soleimani assassination? They haven't forgotten that.
No, they haven't. It sends a powerful message, a very different message than, say, Biden would send.
Exactly. It's a completely different approach.
A lot to unpack. Thanks for joining me today to discuss these crucial events.
My pleasure.
That's all the time we have for today. Until next time, stay safe and informed. Goodbye from Abuali Express, Telegram.
Bye-bye.